on Friday, January the 8th, 2016. The conference call will be called to order. Agenda item number 1A is land transaction, briefing, public hearing, and decision. Joe, take it away.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I guess I'm going to turn this over to Clay. Potentially Julie Sandberg was going to be on the line, but Bob Everett is here. And maybe I'll just turn it over to Bob to start off the conversation.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair and Commissioners. My name is Bob Everett. I'm the Regional Director for Region 4, and I'm here this morning to brief you on a status of the Fur Island Restoration Project, but specifically to consult with the Commission on an agreement that the Department is about ready to enter into with the Consolidated Diking Improvement District Number 22, or the Dike District on Fur Island, having to do with modifications to an existing easement that we have with that district. So what I thought I'd do is just kind of get you up to date on where we are with this project, kind of what's going on, and that'll really inform the need for this easement adjustment, if that's okay.
Yeah. Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, go ahead, please.
The director and Commissioner Smith are on the phone now.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. You guys got up early.
Well, we could not. We would just hear your pleasant voice.
You're in San Diego, so okay. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, Mr. Everett.
Okay, thank you. I think that's the same time zone down there.
Yeah.
So the Fur Island Farm Restoration Project, or also known as the Snow Goose Reserve, is located on Fur Island, which is a western portion of Skagit County. And this is a piece of property that the Department of Fish and Wildlife has owned for a little over 20 years, I suppose, and has been managed as a Snow Goose Reserve. There's no hunting that occurs out there, but it's been managed for the benefit of snow geese for a number of years, and was acquired when snow goose populations were depleted. They've recovered really quite nicely over the past couple of decades, and we've really got geese everywhere in the valley these days. But the reserve still functions and is an important part of our management there. It also sits on the bayfront and was identified as in the Skagit Chinook Recovery Plan about 10 years ago or so as a potential and significant restoration site. And so we began a process of looking at that the property for potential for restoration, and in about 2009 or so we began consulting with the public, design work and so forth, and developed a restoration project with primary goals to provide salmon recovery, agricultural land protection, so we'll continue to manage some of that land in ag condition, and also to maintain part of it in a continued snow goose reserve status. So that project was eventually funded by just a whole bunch of people, and there's a whole alphabet soup of acronyms in the summary sheet indicating our funding partners, which includes the state, of course, but also National Marine Fisheries Service through NOAA, Nature Conservancy, Puget Sound Partnership, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Puget Sound Restoration Recreation Conservation Office, among others, have chipped in a significant amount of money for this project. So last summer, Joe's store and a number of other dignitaries broke ground on that restoration project, and we have been chugging away at it ever since. The kind of the nuts and bolts of the restoration there is a dike setback, and that's really what it amounts to. And 5,800 feet of new marine setback dike will be constructed once the project is completed. That setback dike will allow for the restoration of about 131 acres of estuary habitat along the Skagit Bayfront, which will primarily benefit juvenile Chinook rearing and protection of those fish. And the estimate that our modeling has shown us is that perhaps 65,000 juvenile salmon can be maintained in that area. It also will be constructing six new tide gates, a pump gate, a new storage pond, and some other features to really keep the drainage infrastructure intact on Fur Island, which is really a key component of the project. And that's really where we get to today. So the current dike that's out on the bayfront now is owned and maintained and, you know, owned and operated, if you will, by Diking District 22. And once this project is completed, it's the intent of both the district and the department that the district, that the Diking District will retain ownership of the dike and the management and maintenance responsibility into the future. So currently we have an easement across our existing property that allows the district to manage the dike as they see fit. And once this project is completed, and we're about a year or so out before the whole thing is done, if with any luck we'll be completed actually the end of next summer, but it will be, there is a period of testing and making sure that, you know, the dike is settled properly and the tight gates are working and so forth. But once all the performance standards are met regarding the drainage infrastructure, then it's our intent and hope that the district then will assume responsibility for the dike, and that would require shifting the easement from its current location where the current dike is backward, or inwards, inland, if you will, to the new footprint of the new dike once it's completed. And so our intent today really is just to make the commission aware of that project and the potential for this easement adjustment, and ask if you have any advice for us. And ultimately, the department will be coming back to the commission once this project is completed and the dike and drainage infrastructure has met its performance standards and the Diking District agrees that everything's good to go. Then we'll be asking for a formal action by the commission to modify the easement, the permanent easement. And that, Mr. Vice Chair, is in nutshell what this item is about. I certainly entertain any questions if there are any.
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smith?
Yes, Mr. Chair, take the floor.
Thank you. Is IMCO doing the, IMCO Construction doing the dike work?
I can't remember the name of that company. Is that the company out of Bellingham?
Yes.
Yeah, that's them. I don't have that in front of me, the name of the company, but it is that group out of Bellingham. They also were the successful bidder on a contract to repair dikes on Wiley Slough, which is a Skagit Wildlife Area headquarters. So they're actually very active on Fur Island right now, working for us.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, go ahead.
It's Joe Shoren from the Attorney General's office. I'd just like to make one clarifying comment.
Please do.
Under the agreement that are contemplated, the agreement that Bob is describing, the Diking District would not actually own the dike. The Department of Fish and Wildlife would own the dike, but the Diking District would have sole responsibility for operating it and maintaining it.
Okay. Any other questions? Well, it's a great project. I'm quite familiar with Fur Island because it's right here next to me. So, anything else on that, or should we switch over to the 440 Ranch project?
That's all I have, Mr. Vice Chair. And there isn't any need for commission action. This is just a briefing update and consultation in case you have any advice for us. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Bob. Okay, who's got the lead on the 40 land and livestock property acquisition?
Okay, commission members, deputy, this is Julie Sandberg, real estate services manager, and I bring before you today a small addition to the proposal that we presented in November on the 40 ranch, which is phase five. As we prepared to close this major transaction, we realized there was an error in a map legal description, which means we need to come back to you and ask for an additional 2.1 acres valued at $3,570 to be added to the phase five. One of the challenges was that the landowner is retaining about four or five small gravel pits on his property, and we've had to accept them from our ownership, and the legal we were provided showed it as phase five, and it really is in a future phase. So this is a minor correction to the total transaction. As a reminder, the acquisition to acquire the 4-0 Ranch would give us ultimately over 11,000, nearly 12,000 total acres in this corner of the state to open for public recreation. It also benefits streams for the benefits of steelhead and bull trout, provides high meadow complexes that are helpful to bighorn sheep, deer, and elk. So it's very significant moving to the final stages of this project. So today is just to ask for the additional 2.1 acres valued at $3,570, and we look forward to, in the coming years, bringing you the final acquisition on this project. Are there any questions?
This is Dave Graybill. I just had a question on the, is there road access to the portion of this property that touches the Grand Rhone River?
I believe there is.
All right.
It may or may not be totally improved in that area, but that's part of the value, is that to provide that enhanced access. I can certainly verify that and get back to you.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Hearing none, does someone have a motion?
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I move to approve the purchase of 2.1 acres plus or minus for $3,570 in Asotin County.
We have a motion by Commissioner Thorburn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Was that Dave Graybill?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a second by Commissioner Graybill. Any further questions?
And Larry, just to clarify, no public comment. I have no public signed up to provide.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all.